Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, you know, when you and I were going to college, okay, see, you're a little smarty pants, aren't you? So today, when you and I were going to college, you know, do you remember IUDs were like a big deal for birth control in addition to the diaphragm and the pill? But they were really like a lot of women had them. A lot of my classmates had them. And then I think they kind of disappeared a little bit, sort of, kind of. And now it appears there's a bit of a resurgence. And I was looking at that piece with you at Fox News, did a little something on young women say they're happy with IUDs.
Right.
What's going on with that? So we have Dr. Alexandra Hall. She's a family physician who specializes in college health, and she's been doing this for the last 10 years. Started out at Cornell and is now at the University of Wisconsin, somewhere out there in Wisconsin. Dr. Hall and I were just laughing about the fact that this is University of Wisconsin at Stout, which is an hour north of Minneapolis. So there you have it. And she is an expert in understanding what the real story is presently with IUDs. So Dr. Hall, Michelle and I welcome you to Her Radio. And why don't we start right on in? Tell us what an IUD is and how does it work to prevent pregnancy?
Sure, absolutely. So an IUD is a small plastic device shaped like a T, the ones available in the United States. Each arm is about the size of a small matchstick. It gets placed up inside the uterus, hence the name intrauterine device, during a visit to your healthcare provider. And then it provides lasting contraception for anywhere from 3 to 10 years, depending on the model that you're using. And what we now understand about how they prevent pregnancy is one of two ways, usually by thickening the mucus in the cervix so that sperm can't get up into the reproductive tract, and then also potentially by making it not possible for the sperm to actually do their job if they do get through.
So is the IUD, Dr. Hall, the most common form of birth control that we're seeing today?
Oh, that's a great question. It's not at all, at least not in this country. Only about 7% of women in the United States use an IUD currently. But the CDC, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, lots of other organizations are working to try to change that and increase rates of IUD use because they are so effective at preventing pregnancy, which is super important because right now about 50% of all pregnancies that occur in the United States are unintentional pregnancies.
Really?
How
much? 50%?
About 50%. Uh-huh. And about
why? Do we know why?
That's a good question. So of those unintentional pregnancies, again, it's about a 50-50 split. Half of those women aren't using any form of birth control at the time they conceive. And the other half are using a form of birth control, but not using it perfectly. So they're on pills, but they maybe forgot to take the pills with them for the weekend, or the condom broke, or something else happened.
Right. Got it.
So you've been studying this, right? This whole phenomenon of IUD? Okay, well, so, you know, tell us about what you found in your studies that you're really looking at, the story behind IUDs presently.
Right. So IUDs fell out of favor in the 1970s when there was a type of IUD that caused some serious infections in young women, and so they really lost favor. We no longer use that IUD. The IUDs we have now are very safe, and yet we're still finding a lot of reluctance among practitioners and patients to use those devices. So what we did was we followed college students from Cornell University who chose to use the IUD and said, well, how do they do? Do they like it? Do they not like it? And what we found is that 83% of women at 1 year were either happy or very happy with their IUD as a form of birth control, which is like beyond the charts for birth control. Usually you're looking at happy or, you know, satisfied customers, usually only about 50%. In fact, of pill users, 60% will go off of the pill within a year just because they're unhappy with it.
Right, they don't feel good on it, which I know, because we see it all the time on Empower. They don't feel good on it, and or they're changing pills with their girlfriends because they're gaining weight. There's this whole thing going on with birth control that's just so fascinating. So obviously with an IUD, you don't have a lot of those same situations that they're faced with when they're taking the birth control pill. But what implication do these findings have for healthcare of women, and particularly our young women?
So what we found is that not only are women happy with this form of birth control, and not only is it the most effective form of birth control we can offer, so 99% effective in terms of preventing pregnancy, but we also have found that by and large it's very, very safe. So what we found when we followed women and we looked at other studies is for many years there has been concern that young women, women who had multiple sexual partners, who hadn't previously been pregnant, teenagers, there used to be a lot of concern that they would be at higher risk for side effects from IUDs. And what we found again and again in the literature as well as in our study is that that's simply not true. So the rate of side effects or problems or serious complications from IUDs is actually very low among all women. And so because it's so effective and so popular in the women who use it, we're trying to educate people that this can be a really good option for a lot of women out there.
Well, you know, when you're out there at the University of Wisconsin, right, and you see all of these young women coming through the Student Health Center, what kind of conversations are you having with them about birth control options, and do you find that they're asking sort of the same kinds of questions? Is there a fear? Is there anxiety about the IUD?
Right. It's a good question. And so what we find is that there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of lack of knowledge out
there. Exactly.
So usually, you know, a visit for birth control, when we do it right, which hopefully we do most of the time, if they're not very educated when they come in, that visit can easily take 30 to 60 minutes. Because there are so many options out there, and each one of them has its unique benefits, advantages, as well as risks. And there's stylistic differences, and you have to figure out what's kind of the right fit for the woman in terms of, does she want to take a pill every day? Does she want to use a ring? Does she want to have an implant? Does she want to have an IUD? So there's so many different options to choose from that there's a lot to know when trying to choose a birth control method.
Now, how do you handle that when they're coming in and they really need like 30 to 45 to 60 minutes?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right, right. So, you know, thankfully there are some good resources out there. Planned Parenthood has some good resources. There's a website called bedsider.org. There's a lot of online information. Of course, we give them a lot of handouts. Sometimes I'll give them a whole bunch of pamphlets and say, if they're not yet sexually active, if they don't urgently need contraceptive, I'll say, go home, read through these things, and then come back with your questions, and we'll talk about it then.
That's
but
great.
It's tough. I think that, you know, certainly Michelle and I are in the business of educating women, and young women are so swayed by what they read in the media. They're looking at, you know, fitness magazines, health magazines, and back and forth. And Michelle, wouldn't you agree they're just sitting around half the time just confused and what
completely.
Do I
do? Completely. Oh, to Dr. Hall's point, they don't know. So we have to educate them. That's part of what we do on Empower. That's why we're doing her radio. And it's really, it's all about education. The more education we can give the patient, the better off we're going to be. And they're going to be.
Yeah. And so what we want to do is thank you so much, Dr. Alexandra Hall, for being on her radio to help us understand why young women say they're happy with IUDs. You did such a great study, and you've really done a huge favor for all the young women out there. We so appreciate that. And gosh, now we understand that it's all about knowing and learning. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
I'm a big fan, Dr. Hall, and you can go to Dr. Hall's website at www.uwstout.edu, health and safety. You're listening to her radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.